Of course, the day after a Harvard professor of epidemiology calls coconut oil pure poison in a YouTube video spoken entirely in German is the very same day I find out about bulletproof coffee. Did you know about this? Why did no one tell me? Apparently, bulletproof coffee is what's fueling Elon Musk's 120-hour work weeks. Also known as paleo coffee, it's coffee, butter, and MCT oil blended together and served hot. It produces a frothy lather at the top and is supposed to increase brain functions while also slowly releasing caffeine and protein throughout the day, so you stay alert and full. People have been using it as a weight loss supplement. At least they were back in 2014 when that paleo craze was hot. But I can't always stay with it. Better behind the times than to never come around at all. And that's what we'll find today as we talk about superfoods, state songs, and fonts, boldly too, in all caps, when we start joshing around. I had a big cup of bulletproof coffee this morning, and while I may be a bit more alert, I've still been daydreaming of a nap, so it may not be working as well as advertised. The last time I brought up medium-chain triglycerides, though, or MCT oil, we had a caller that warned, hey, it does work wonders when it comes to brain function and weight loss, but be forewarned because it might cause anal leakage. It remains to be seen if that cup of paleo coffee is going to send me to the cleaners. But as an aside, I once dated a girl whose name was Anal Backwards, and I'll tell you that the name fit, not in a dirty way though, in fact quite the opposite, more in a retentive nature. Coffee offers a natural way to retain knowledge. Other superfoods increase memory and boost brain power as well, including blueberries, broccoli, and dark chocolate. Though from a nutritionist standpoint, there's no such thing as a superfood, that's just marketing. The best diet includes a variety of healthful foods. Yet that won't stop me from putting a superhero's cape on my avocado. Associated with Mexico and millennials, the avocado is getting a lot of bad publicity, even as it soars in popularity. And that's unfortunate too, because it has nothing to do with the merits of the food. Instead, the avocados simply become attached to a movement, much like our national anthem, which has nothing to do with the kneeling it's been associated with recently. Instead, as a prisoner himself, the author Francis Scott Key might uniquely identify with the protest. It might be time to update the national anthem, though. Just like in Florida, we had to replace our state song, Old Folks at Home, or as you might know it, Way Down Upon the Suwannee River, because written in 1851, the lyrics didn't quite keep up with the spirit of today. And I support the decision 100%, but definitely took notice of the fact that it becomes difficult in this land of so many voices, trying to convey a new choice through crowdspeak. I don't know what Florida's new state song is, but I'm pretty sure it was written and performed by Flo Rida. Of course, I'm joking. With lyrics expurgated and bowdlerized, Old Folks at Home is still Florida's state song. The new song, Flo Rida, Where the Grass Meets the Sky, was approved by the legislature in 2008. However, it's no more than a state anthem, which is a shame because while they've changed the lyrics of Old Folks at Home just a bit, it was still originally written by a white person in a slave's dialect. Has that man recalling for life on the old plantation, and while he's simply pining for his family, he's calling them darkies all the same, and no one should be saying that. In fact, no state song should depict any one person's skin color whatsoever, although the new Flo Rida song does use the N-word. Only a certain percentage of the Florida population is allowed to sing that part. It's a known fact that white people should not use the N-word, just like men shouldn't use the C-word. Though if you ask me, true equality means either we all say the words or nobody does. That said, women don't really say the C-word, except maybe female CEOs. Oh, and a young Janine Garofalo. To be sure I don't start to sound like Mort Saul, Nicholas Fain, or even Fred Armiston, I try to do more than just mock the news. When I find myself failing at that, I figured I'd share some good news for a change. So I took to Google with a simple search of good news. And what I found was Trump talks, trade wars, and hurricane lane. So, well, chalk that up to a fail. But below the fold, there lurked a link to goodnewsnetwork.org. Though when I clicked through, all I found was a 404 error page not found. Yet there was a picture on the error page of that cute little hang-in-there cat. So there's that. That cat's lucky he hung in there too, so he didn't get mixed up with three Pennsylvania men who were charged with 1,460 counts of animal cruelty for having sex with dogs, horses, cows, and a goat. Let me tell you, that goat has seen things, I'm sure. Oh, in case you're wondering, yeah, those three guys, they're all white. This is a case where the milkmaid, farrier, or veterinarian should have seen enough to say something, but instead it took the stable boy to turn the men in. A veterinarian once said to me, "Your dog might have cancer. It'll cost you $100 to find out." And while I certainly paid, I'm still bitter to this day after finding out from the x-ray that my dog was just a little backed up. We're not far off from this sort of thing ourselves. Just like when your computer gets a virus and you're told you can pay to make it go away, with the ever-increasing popularity of wearable technology, it's not long before we might get a corneal pop-up ad that tells us we have cancer, and we could pay $19.95 to find out, but more importantly, make those annoying pop-up ads go away. Whew, from racial epithets to science fiction, a lot has been said today. Please don't hold it against me. Making a fake internet radio show is like creating new fonts. They can't all be Helvetica. For every Comic Sans, there's a Bradley's hand. Thanks for following the script. As we end this episode, I'm here to report full retention thus far. From Mexico to Millennials, all the way down to Flo Rida, I'm sorry. My mission wasn't to offend, but if I did, write a letter to your congressman, just like those old folks at home. Remember, kryptonite is not a superfood, no matter how convincing the corneal ads may be. And if you don't like the lyrics to your personal anthem, you're free to amend the words and start whistling a whole new tune. Until the next time we get way down upon some joshing around.